मम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य गणञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे नमो महापदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौराद्विषे नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगद्गुरे गोपेश गोपिका कन्त कन्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामि हरि प्रिये पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्चापि सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानाभावेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ओ भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायो मुनीयजेत् मुखाकरोति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गायते गिरिम् यक्की पाथमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं विरचारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं तथा कृष्णो मूलं कर्तु तन्मात्रीणां शकस्य च उपयायितमात्मानम् चक्रे
विश्वकृतेश्वरा
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thereafter, just to create pleasure for both for Brahma and for the mothers of the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded himself as calves and boys. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Brahma was already entangled in bewilderment, he wanted to show his power to the cowherd boys. But after he took away the boys and their calves and returned to his abode, Krishna created further astonishment from Brahma and for the mothers of the boys by establishing the lunch pastimes in the forest again and replacing all the calves and boys just as they had appeared before. According to the Vedas, ekam bahusha, the personality of Godhead can become many, many millions upon millions of calves and cowherd boys as he did to bewilder Brahma more and more. So, thus in the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation, purport 2, text 18, chapter 13, canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the matter of Brahma stealing the boys and calves. So Krishna can do anything. If he can create the whole cosmic manifestation, he can do anything and everything. But he does it with style. He does it such a way he doesn't even let it be known that he's doing it. Just kind of does it very naturally. When Krishna went looking for the calves, Brahma saw Krishna was away, stole away all the cowherd boys, just both to show his power and to see Krishna's power. Then Krishna came back, he's looking everywhere, where are the cowherd boys? Where are they? In other words, Krishna goes so much into the pastime that for some time he's just into the pastime. But when he wants to, immediately he can take advantage of his unlimited knowledge of everything. He's able to obviously play a part and get absorbed in the role. Then he realized that the Brahma did this. Okay, Brahma's playing tricks. Alright. Then he re-manifested all the cowherd boys. But now he himself became the cowherd boys. And also the calves. The Brahma had also stolen while Krishna was looking for the boys. So Krishna didn't even let on like anything happened. Just everything happened immediately. Of course, Brahma, he had already left. He was, you know, maybe chuckling to himself. And then he got worried. So he came back. So in this period, 1 year passed. So many things happened. So just to focus on this verse. Why did Krishna do this? It says here, Mudam Kortum, to create pleasure for Brahma and the mothers of the calves and cowherd boys. Can imagine how the mothers of all the cowherd boys would have felt. On one hand, if their boys are missing for 1 year, there are big crises in the village. But more than that, why? He gives them more happiness. Why is he creating happiness for them? Any mothers can say? Yes? But how? How is it that he's giving them happiness? By being happy. Yeah, how will that make him happy? Yeah, okay, anybody else? Yeah? Krishna is their shelter. As their children. Yes, they get to have Krishna as their children. They all love Krishna. And in the village, in Vrindavan, everybody loves their children, like everybody. They love Krishna more. They can't stop talking about Krishna. Krishna is the center of the everything there. But Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, they have the opportunity to be Krishna's direct mother and father. Now Krishna is giving every one of them the chance to be his parents. Directly. For 1 year. This is a very special thing. So this is how he's going to be giving all the mothers of the cowherd boys special pleasure. Because they're now going to become the mothers of Krishna. Although they'll still be seeing their own child, but they'll be feeling the affection they feel for Krishna directly, and they can shower it upon their own child. Who's Krishna? Even the mothers of the calves, that means the cows, they get to feed Krishna directly their milk and lick Krishna as their calf. Quite an amazing. And through this one pastime, so many things are happening. You know, apart from what happened with Brahma, it's also giving Brahma pleasure. When Brahma comes back, he's going to get the supreme pleasure, because he's going to get instructed what his position is in relation to Krishna's, and that is going to help him to achieve pure devotional service. Krishna creates the entire unlimited millions of universes. So what's the difficulty manifesting as some cowherd boys and calves? It's nothing difficult for him. This might appear like something very far out. If you try, you just think Krishna is not God, then it's difficult to understand, well, how can this happen? But if you understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, you know, what is the difficulty? If he wants to manifest himself in any number of forms, he can do it. Nothing is out of his reach. After Brahma gets humbled by all this, when he realizes that his potency is insignificant compared to the potency of Krishna, then he goes to Navadvip Dham, and in the center of Navadvip Dham he starts to meditate. He was told he should meditate on the holy name of the Lord, who will appear in Kali Yuga. So they all start to chant, Gauranga! 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 The Brahmas rather chanting Gauranga again and again at the birth, at the center of Navadvip Dham, chanting this mantra. Because he's a bhai, this is how he's going to get the mercy of the Lord. Because although Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago, he's eternally in Navadvip Dham. He's there 5,000 years ago, he's there 5 million years ago, he's even there today. If you have the good fortune to see him, then you can do that. Most of us are not so fortunate, but if any of you get the mercy, all glories to you. So Brahma, he wanted the mercy, so he was chanting, Gauranga! 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 So by chanting again and again, the Lord Chaitanya revealed himself to him. Gauranga Hari Om! Brahma jumped up and he paid his obeisances. He jumped up and paid his obeisances. He wanted to speak something. He was so overwhelmed. He got so much happiness. So this verse says that giving Brahma happiness. So by humbling Brahma, now Brahma is really getting unlimited happiness to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. How many of you would like to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya?
Gauranga!
Confirmed. So, the Lord Chaitanya asked, what is it that you want? Why you're calling me? And Brahma said, my Lord, I want your mercy. I understand you're going to come in this future Kali Yuga. I want your mercy. Already over 50% of my life is over. This world, sometimes people have midlife crises. 50% or more of their life is over, and they don't know. They still see they have so much purification they have to go through, so much to do. So Brahma, 50% of his life is over, but I'm still so fallen. I committed offense and I stole your calves and cows and your cowherd boys. When will I become naturally humble and purified, free from all these offenses? Please bless me that I can be free from this offensive mentality, that I can develop pure love for Krishna. You're giving out love of Krishna. Please bless me, I can have pure love for Krishna. And then when you appear in this world, I can be one of your associates and participate in your pastimes. Watching a drama is fun. Playing a drama is fun. But in Krishna's pastimes, the devas watching them from above, it's one thing. But if you can be part of the pastimes, that's even much better. Right? How many of you would like to be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastime? Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So Brahma wanted to be part also. So then Lord Chaitanya told him, Tatastaha, so be it. You can have what you want. Then he explained how. You're going to be born in a non-Hindu family, the Yavana family. And that's going to teach you humility. Sometimes being born in a lowly family, in a lowly birth, is an advantage if it teaches us humility. If we learn to be humble because of some less advantageous birth, then it's good. It's a purification. So Brahma, he took a lowly birth, even though he's such an exalted personality, just to teach himself humility. Then Lord Chaitanya told him that you'll chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day. By chanting the holy name, you'll get purified from all your offenses. And you'll also be one of my associates. Like this, said, your name will be Haridas. Haridas Thakur Ki. Rama Haridas Ki. So like this, when Brahma got the mercy, then Lord Chaitanya disappeared. Brahma went back to Satyaloka and packed his bags, whatever, got everything ready for appearing. Had to make a arrangements that things go on for the brief spell he's gone. It's not very long from Brahma Loka time, but Haridas Thakur is such a special personality. So Brahma came down and joined the drama, became one of the actors, submitted himself to the situations in this world to participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. I think when I asked how many wanted to participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, more or less everybody raised their hand. You have an opportunity to participate right now. In fact, you are participating. These are also the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. It's like Krishna came down and his pastime was tending cows, having lunch with the cowherd boys in the forest, and so many pastimes like that. Lord Chaitanya's pastime is a Sankirtana Yajna Prayam, establishing the Sankirtan Yajna. Yajantihi Sumedha Saha, those who are intelligent people, very intelligent, they're taking part in these pastimes. It's like Subhakswana. You still here? So Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Those pastimes are still going on. And Lord Chaitanya predicted the whole world would be Krishna conscious. So Prativite Ache Jatunagaradigam Savatu Pacharite Hoy Mimornam, as we all know. So all of you are helping Lord Chaitanya to fulfill his prediction. That means that you're part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. If you take everything as Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, then why are you traumatized? Everything is blissful and exciting. Right. I mean, Lord Krishna, when all the calves and the cowherd boys were stolen, first he said, where'd they all go? Man? Ah, Brahma, okay. Then he made an arrangement, he became himself, okay, good chance. Thank you. We'll take advantage of this. So like that, Lord Chaitanya, he's also Visvakrit. He's Visvambara. He's sustaining and protecting the entire universe. So there's nothing to fear, but we need to remain faithful to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative. Srila Prabhupada has given us process which is the most authorized and suitable process for this age. We need to become expert to implement it. I'm not so expert here. But this is also the pastime that we're able to participate. Lord Chaitanya said, Rather Prabhupada said, how Lord Chaitanya faced difficulties like Chankaji smashed his Nidrangas, banned the Hare Krishna movement in Navadvipa. Then, as a response, Lord Chaitanya did a massive civil disobedience to counteract. And he got the ban lifted. Sometimes getting banned and having the ban lifted is part of Lord Chaitanya's lila also. Some places Lord Chaitanya was welcomed, like Jagannath Puri, open doors, all facilities. Even there, when he first came, they didn't really realize, they didn't understand who he was. Some of the people wanted to beat him up. some of the Pandavas. So sometimes there's people who may be good people, but they're not aware of what the Krishna conscious movement is, and their media judgment, their value judgment is erroneous. They do foolish things then. Just like the guards wanted to beat up Haridas Thakur. So like that you find that some people that make initial idea that the Hare Krishna movement is like this or like that, they make a wrong judgment. So that challenge is another opportunity for us to correct that misconception. Anybody had a misconception about Lord Chaitanya that was corrected in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes? Anybody remember? Men get a chance? There's so many examples. Yes? The Mayavadis of Varanasi. What happened? They thought Lord Chaitanya was a sentimentalist, and then when he went to the assembly, the Prakasananda Saraswati was presiding, for overtly taking lunch with one householder devotee. Then he preached so nicely to them that he converted all of them to become Vaishnavas. So many. Any other example? Yes?
When he fell unconscious, when he visited the Jagannath Puri temple, he fell unconscious, stayed unconscious for a number of days. He stayed in the house in
Sabbath. The same pastime I said, you're elaborating, and there's the Pandas, they wanted to beat him up, they thought he was a madman. And he was unconscious, and then he was taken to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he analyzed and found that he was in a nirvikalpa samadhi. There was no breathing, no heartbeat. Only very advanced yogis can go into that state. Any other example? Yes, Maharaj?
Devananda Pandit, when he was reading and Sivas Thakur was in ecstasy, his disciple mistreated him and threw him out. Then again he served the Vaishnava nicely. Mahaprabhu was very annoyed with him.
Who saved him, Maharaj? Who saved Devananda Pandit? Who preached to him?
The Red Hunter.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to strain your mind. Bhakrishwar Pandit.
Yeah.
The lead dancer of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. He went over. Devananda Pandit, what are you doing? You don't know who Lord Chaitanya is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's come down on this planet as a devotee, playing the part of devotee, but he's Supreme Lord. And you're offending his devotee. And you're offending him, therefore. And then he showed in the Shastra everything. Look at it, it's predicted and this Kali Yuga Lord will come like this, but it's a top secret. He doesn't. It's very confidential knowledge. So then Devananda Pandit went and begged forgiveness from Srivas. got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And that happened in Kulia Pat, where Navadip town is. The Kulia is the place where you get forgiven for your Vaishnava offenses. So this has happened also. Lord Chaitanya was misunderstood. But then people, why he was misunderstood? But then devotees had to clear the misunderstanding. There are people who misunderstand Prabhupada's movement. They misunderstand who Prabhupada is. They misunderstand what Krishna consciousness is. Srila Prabhupada in his work, Vrindavani Bhajan, he said, what is the use of these big so-called babas in Vrindavan when some Christian priest came there and he was saying, what is this? You're worshipping a thief! Who do you think? What is this? How can God be a thief? And nobody said anything. So what is the big so-called babas and everything, but nobody said a single word to him. And he stayed in this ignorance, rather he confused people. Why can't they explain that this how the Supreme Lord, this is his leela, how there's nothing unusual if he wants to come and play the part of a child? What he can steal, everything is his to begin with. This is his. So many ways you can explain it. But nobody bothered to explain. The devotees, their hearts melt when they think of Krishna's pastime, makkhana chura, stealing the butter and giving to the cow, to the monkeys. And the great rishis are being born as monkey just to get a little bit of butter from Krishna's hand. But some people, they, even today in India, say, what is this? They worship their god as a thief. Their god. It's only one god. But they don't know what goes on, what God is doing. So we have got this very confidential knowledge about Krishna, about Lord Chaitanya, about the world. We have this opportunity to give it to people. You can't just like, giving it isn't easy because the people can only take so little dose at a time. You know, unless they've already, it takes a while to digest this knowledge. It's you know, you're just like somebody who doesn't have the appetite. If you, they're sick, maybe they have jaundice or something, give them a big feast, you know. They can't eat it. If they eat it, they may be finished. So, you know, how you present Krishna consciousness, that's the part of the leela. Lord Chaitanya was so expert. He didn't just go into Prakasananda Saraswati and say, you people are a bunch of Mayavadi nonsense. I know everything, I can defeat all of you. Come on! He didn't do that. Right? He came and sat on the doorstep and the foot bath water. What a leela, what a wonderful, you know, so humble. He said, what are you doing? And I'm sitting in a dirty place. No, no, you're all elevated sannyasis. You know, I'm very insignificant. How can I sit amongst you? I'm okay here. I'll just sit here. Sorry. Come on. He said, so much humility. They went and picked him up. And they're good people. Gyanis are generally good people, but they're very proud of their knowledge. So Lord Chaitanya, he defeated their pride with his humility. Like that. How to penetrate somebody's maya, thick head, and inject the nectar of Krishna consciousness. That's always, you know, that's when one has to use their intelligence. It's like Prabhupada said, preaching is not a stereotype. Time, place, circumstances are always different. Require different spins, different, but the knowledge is the same, but how much people can digest, how much they can take, what's the way to teach them. In India history we see like in Assam, it was a very backward place. It was like all tribals, and the Siam kings had conquered. So the people there were mixed up, different races, and they didn't know much about Krishna consciousness anymore. They weren't very highly educated or cultured in Vedic knowledge. So the preacher, Shankar Dev, he started to propagate Bhagavatam through dramas. He would have elaborate dramas called bhavanas. And still to this day, in the bhavana, of course you got cinema, there's so many other competitions, but it's a big cultural thing. At that time, he preached to these bhavanas, and everybody became devotees of Krishna by watching the dramas. And he got them all to chant Hare Krishna. Not only Hare Krishna, but other names of Krishna also. And they worshipped the Bhagavat. In those days, because the casteism was so heavy, only Brahmanas could worship deity. So just like now, everybody puts a deity in their home, but puts a temple has a deity. But then only Brahmanas could worship deity. So no problem. He made many temples, but he put the Bhagavatam as the deity. So in that way, the whole entire state was converted to Vaishnavas. Ganga Narayana Chakravarti, the disciple of, in our own Sampradaya. Some people say that Shankar Dev is actually a disciple of Advaita Goswami. There's a verse that says that he had one disciple came from the northeast called Pagal Shankar. He initiated when he went back and preached there and converted all the people to Bhagavad Dharma. Just one verse, so they say that Pagal Shankar is Shankar Dev. It's hard to... Maybe. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, he went and he defeated, or whatever, convinced the king of Manipur. And you know how Manipur now became a Vaishnava state, right? Because he converted the king. And they do all this Rasa Lila. He established so many cultural things that was, because the people in Manipur, they sing like Gandharvas, so he engaged all that with beautiful songs and dances. As he rules Krishna consciousness. So what? We used to always see those dramas in Mayapur from Australia. They were the most hilarious, real sense of humor. The Krishna consciousness, we can give happiness, just like Krishna wanted to give happiness to Brahma and to the mothers of the calves and the cowherd boys. We want to give happiness to the entire world. We have to be thoroughly convinced that the best way to be happy, because everybody wants to be happy, especially in Australia, right? Everywhere in the world, everybody wants to be happy. That the best way to be happy is Krishna consciousness. Fourth, fifth canto, Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explains how by being Krishna conscious and practicing a regulated, a moderate lifestyle and being Krishna conscious, one can be happy even in this material world. And if you're part of the Sankirtan movement, you can be completely ecstatic. You're not even part of the material world. You're part of the Lord's pastimes. That's what's so exciting. Some devotees have, you know, are still in the consciously in the mood of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and some have kind of forgotten this aspect, they're missing out. As I travel around the world, you see somewhere where devotees are chanting or preaching or doing, they're experiencing so much bliss. The bliss is still there. It's not, doesn't go on anywhere. It's just it's there, we have to take it. It's like a fruit is there on the tree, but you have to pick it off the tree or pick it off the ground. You just leave it lying there and then you don't get it. So the ecstasy is there. I was in Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj invited me to a festival in on the Volga River, a place called Grushinsky Festival. It's a big music festival. 250,000 people come there, camp out for a long weekend, four days. It's kind of the Russian equivalent of a Kumbh Mela. Everybody's in camps. It's not like, I've been to the Woodstock, that's also, but that's different. Because that's like heavy metal, hard rock, you know, it's young people and a lot of substances are going around there. But this is more like Mode of Goodness, it's folk music. People go there and play on their normal string guitars without amplification. I don't know what they were singing because I don't know Russian, but Prohibition Rush, you know, but I don't know. So the organizer said, why are you here? I said, well, we also sing folk songs. It's an Indian folk song. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they put us at the front gate. So we had a whole camp, 400 or 500 devotees. So we had a big tent. And it's like Indra Dumna Maharaj said that they had a similar program from 4 till 9. Bharatanatyam, and dramas, and talks, and everything. Some of our own folk music in Russian. And then from 9 o'clock started heavy metal. Brass cartels, kirtan. No rock and roll kirtan, just, you know, the heavy metal, the brass, you know, the bell metal. And the madrangas, well amplified. And so many people came in that tent. I don't know, there was thousands of people coming in the tent. And the kirtan went on non-stop till midnight. And people are dancing and jumping, and you know, our devotees that were like seeing that dancing, they were into them, but there were 10, maybe at least 5,000 capacity. We were only 400, so it was packed. At midnight, the Maharaj said, okay, let's take rest now. People said, no, kirtan, we want more, you know. So then he extended it till 1. And the 1 he said, okay, now we finished. I said, no, kirtan, more. Then they extended it till 2. Then he said, okay, 2 o'clock, now it's 2 o'clock, come on. Said, no, kirtan, give one more. And then Samara said, okay, one more. And by 3 o'clock, the amplifier starts smoking. So I had to stop. What was so amazing is that people were coming that never knew the Hare Krishnas. Never. There was one lady that, 26 years old, studying for a master's degree in some universities there, Samara, saw the devotees when she was 13 years old chanting in this. What is that to her parents? She don't know. Hare Krishna. So this time she just came for the festival, for the camp. and just happened to walk into the tent and got stuck there for 5 hours, couldn't leave. And she just said that, "I'd like to know, what is it you are singing?" She didn't even know what the mantra was, didn't know what she was singing. So I don't know what I was singing, I don't know what I was doing, but I just know you're the most wonderful people I've ever met in my life. And I never felt happier in my entire life. And next morning I was chanting japa, and there was a couple came, Russian couple in their shorts, and the summer, June 31st, the summer in Russia. And they came up and said, "Could we ask you a question?" I said, "No problem." They said, "We walked in your tent last night, for 4 hours we were singing with you. And what we wanted to know, what we were singing. Because we never felt happier in our life. We don't even know what we're singing, but we never felt happy in our life, you know. I mean, maybe sometimes like familiarity beats contempt, or we get so used to chanting, we commit so many offenses to Vaishnavas and to this day, the Holy Dham and different, that somehow we lose the taste. And we need to purify ourselves. Maybe go to the Holy Dham and pray to the deities or whatever. Just pray to the Holy Name to forgive us for our offenses." Actually, Lord Nityananda used to organize the bathing of all the devotees who have come to festivals. That's was an opportunity to get forgiven for all your offenses. Because everybody walked barefoot, they had to bathe them before they walked in the temple. I would like to do that service. It would be nice. So, but here are people, they don't know anything about Krishna consciousness, they don't even know what a mantra is, they don't even know what a mantra is. I mean, they were just like completely fresh people, and they were feeling this is giving them more happiness than they ever experienced. And there's so many cases like that. So we're just thinking how Hare Krishna magic works. It's only when we don't want to take the medicine, when we get mental or whatever, that somehow we deprive ourselves. But otherwise it works. Just like the Brahmanas used to sacrifice, you know, used to sacrifice an old cow and bring it back to life by mantra. But if you can just go into a place and never heard Hare Krishna chant, and wow, it feels so ecstatic. Then it works. Mantra works. You test it. If it's not working for you, for some reason, I don't know, well, it works for me. I don't know why it won't work, but in case some of it doesn't work, I mean, we have to kind of go and see why it's not working. What offenses, what weeds, what obstacles are there. Because it should work. Unless you've got some obstacle, some blockage that's stopping it from working. So Lord Chaitanya, just like Lord Krishna wanted to make everyone happy, he wanted to make the cowherd boys and calves, mothers happy and Brahma happy. But Lord Chaitanya, his leela is a little different. He wants to make everybody happy. He said, "I want the entire world to be happy. I want to see them rolling on the ground in ecstasy. I want to see them laughing in ecstasy. I want to see them with tears of bliss in their eyes. But I can't do it alone. I want some help. Can you all help me to do it? I order every human being to help me. Take up Krishna consciousness and distribute it to everyone, everywhere. Those who are empowered by Lord Chaitanya, they can do this. Prabhupada was empowered, he could do it. Those who are following Prabhupada, they can also do it. You know, it's easier to destroy their faith than devotees who are already maybe weak or Maybe there were some mistake in dealings. Destroy the faith and take the less one faith. But to just bring up new people, you have to be empowered by Lord Chaitanya. You have to train them, care for them, guide them. So Srila Prabhupada, that he was empowered. Kali Kali Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Kripa Vine Mahitar Pravartana. Kali Kala, this age of Kali, Yuga Dharma is the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna. Those who are able to spread this process to newer and newer people, they're empowered. My Lord Krishna, they have a Krishna Kripa Vine. Without Krishna's mercy, it's not possible. So by Prabhupada's mercy, all of you can have that mercy. It takes devotees to give this. Like we read in the verse here, that one needs to hear this from devotees. That was in the morning class. Morning Nama Rita meeting. You have to get Krishna consciousness from the devotees. So every one of you has this treasure. It's up to you to hand give it out. And the more that you do that, the more you're also helping Lord Chaitanya. Giving it out may also be making a good example of a perfect Krishna conscious family. And when you meet other relatives and friends, and we're bringing them into the fold by they're saying, oh, what a wonderful ideal family this is. We'd like to. And they're also happy and they chant Hare Krishna. Why not chant? Maybe that in so many ways. It's not that we're saying everybody has to be a sannyasi or a brahmachari or something like that. Most of Lord Chaitanya's devotees are all grihasthas anyway. And most of our devotees are all becoming grihasthas or becoming grihasthas. So, that's not a problem. Even there's room for brahmacharis. We have Lord Chaitanya and a few brahmacharis too. But the real thing is to be part of the Leela. That we don't have to wait. So the Leela is right there. Just enter into it. Just plug in, link in, connect. If we have the right attitude, the right consciousness, we pray the Lord Chaitanya, we be His instrument through being the instrument of Srila Prabhupada and His spreading His movement. Building it up, he said, I've given you the shell, now we have to fill it in. Not only spreading for new people, but making it better and better. I always think Australia is an ideal place for this in the Western world. The people are very positive, more than other places. Take the mercy. It's there. Lord Chaitanya wants you to be happy. Just like Krishna wanted Brahma to be happy, Lord Chaitanya wants you and everybody to be happy. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Prabhupada said that if you're grateful for anything I've given you, then the way you can repay me is help others to also chant. This will repay me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Any question? Yes? Why? Because they are devotees of Krishna, because Krishna is the soul of everyone. They didn't know her, they didn't know like their two children. Because Krishna is the soul of everyone. Everyone loves Krishna in the spiritual world more than anything. There's only one Krishna. There's so many other expansions of living entities, but everyone loves Krishna. We're all part of Krishna. It's our nature to love Krishna. Mamaivamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. It's our eternal nature to love Krishna. So the cowherd ladies and cowherd men in Vrindavan, they had their children, they so loved their children, took care of them, but they loved Krishna more. Because it's a spiritual, it's not materially everybody likes their own, but spiritually you love Krishna, and Krishna's devotees. So because their children were devotees, they loved them too, but they like to get more bliss talking about Krishna than about your own children. So they love talking about Krishna. They just love Krishna. That's their rasa. So Krishna became their children. So then, normally they're actually showing their taking care of their children, but now everything's focused. Their affection they're showing their children, plus the affection they show to Krishna, everything's happening now to their children because Krishna has become their channel. It says that the devotees, they naturally love Krishna. It's part of the just a natural thing that comes. So that natural love for Krishna now is manifesting for their children. There's a difference between love of children and love of Krishna, right? Krishna prema is different than child prema. Well, they're Krishna's pure devotees. If they love them too. But it's special. Krishna is special. There's only one Krishna. This is really, he's special. So the love that they have for Krishna was also special. They had love for their children, but their love was not as special as the love they had for Krishna. But when Krishna became their children, they had more love. They had the special love for Krishna to their children, which Lord Balaram later he recognizes. It's like when some parent loves their child, but it's not that they go into ecstatic symptoms with hair standing on end, tears coming from their eyes, they're getting choked up and everything, and ecstatic, overwhelming, and Krishna prema because of they love their child. The Prabhupada once told Malati, when he said, "Why are you taking care of Sumandra?" He said, "Well, I love her." And I said, "I do, that's my duty." And Prabhupada said, "No, you should do it because you love her. You love your child. Because you love your child, you're taking care of her. And you're giving her Krishna consciousness because you want to give the best thing to your child." So it's natural for parents to love their children in the material world and everywhere. But love for Krishna is something that is in another category. It's just, cannot even begin to compare it. But like Mother Yasoda, because Krishna was her child, so her love for her child manifested all these ecstatic symptoms at the same time because her child was Krishna. So the other mothers naturally love their children, but their ecstatic love, the pure prema, was for Krishna. But they could have that happen to their own children when Krishna became their children. I don't know, maybe it's too complicated. It's pretty esoteric, actually. You understand? Don't understand. Maybe I better ask Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj to explain it. Or Subhag Maharaj, you want to help me out here?
I'm just lying.
Kadambakanan is a Brajvasi. I'll give the mic here, you know, like a hot potato. It says sometimes the love of the mother or of parents can harm you. Maybe they have a misplaced sentiment there. Some parents say, don't chant Hare Krishna, don't take Krishna prasadam, you must eat meat, it's good for your health. You know, there's some parents in the world say things like that. Their intention is good, but because they have a poor fund of knowledge, they're actually doing harm. So material things that have this tendency of contamination with the three modes, but love of Krishna is pure and transcendental. Closest thing to pure love is parental love for the children. Because in most cases it's unmotivated. But it has its, because a person identifying that this is product of my body, this is my child. We're on a higher level. Like Krishna, we love Krishna because he's Krishna, he's God. That's the divine calling. That's the perfection of life, is to have love of Godhead. So if you can have God as your child, son or daughter, or whatever you can have him as your child, then you've got a great deal. You can give your natural parental affection to Krishna, and it develops into pure love of Godhead. Those who become Krishna's parents usually have already pure love of Krishna. That's why since Krishna is Satchidananda, is transcendental. Since all the devotees in Vrindavan are devotees of Krishna, therefore their love for Krishna is special, more than what it was for the children. This also happened in Ekad Chakra, where Nityananda used to play with all the cowherd boys, with all the who reincarnated as Brahmin boys, and where they're playing with him and they do all the dramas. I went there with Subhag Maharaj, and we had the devotees do the dramas. Remember that? The girls did the Rama Leela, and the boys that were there, the men and the women. The men did the Mathura Leela. Just where Lord Nityananda used to play the dramas with his cowherd boy. It was very ecstatic. So there's another pastime that happened there. Because when Nityananda left, at the age of 12, he left with the sannyasi. There was a big disaster in the village. And then after Nityananda Prabhu left the world, then his widow, Janala Devi, she wanted to visit the birthplace of her husband, of her Lord Nityananda. So she went to Ekad Chakra, and then as she entered Ekad Chakra, they saw, this is in the Bhakti Ratnakara, there was an old man crumpled over holding on to his cane, you know, and he was crying. And he was mumbling something. They didn't know what he was saying. So they went close. What is he saying? And then they heard him saying, Nityananda, Nityananda, oh Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. They said, you know, what is this old man crying out, Nityananda, Nityananda? And they said, what are you doing? What are you saying? What's happened? He was the dearest person in the whole village. He was the life of the village. he was playing, and I mean, everyone loved him so much. Why did Hiraiyota give him away to the sannyasi? Why did he give him away?